This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. A new program of the College of Education and Health Professions aims to address teacher shortages in state schools by placing fellows in districts beginning fall of 2013. I recently spoke with Benton Brown, director of Arkansas Teacher Corps, along with Gary Ritter, one of the faculty directors, who started by saying the program is very similar to a national program many are familiar with.
Teach for America is a great analog to this. We're modeling ourselves after Teach for America, but focusing on the state of Arkansas. So we're creating a very state-specific Teach for America program in which we hope to capitalize on the geographic proximity, you know, working only in Arkansas, and also capitalize on the fact that we have, because of the geographic proximity, we have greater access to these teachers all year round. So we hope that we can provide even better professional development throughout the year and more targeted professional development prior to the teachers going out into the classroom.
I believe you mentioned, and correct me if I'm wrong, when we spoke prior, that Teach for America wasn't reaching the school districts in Arkansas that really needed it.
They're not reaching all the districts in Arkansas that really need it. They're definitely reaching many districts that really need them. However, there just aren't enough Teach for America teachers to expand into all the districts where they're needed.
I think that what we're trying to do is complement what Teach for America is already doing in the state of Arkansas. That Teach for America is taking districts that are in need of good teachers, that are struggling to find teachers in certain areas like math and science, and they're placing teachers in those areas to teach for, 2 years. What we're hoping to do is expand that geographic area to the entire state of Arkansas instead of just focusing on that one area, because what we found through talking with districts and superintendents is that there are actually many schools outside of that geographic area that Teach for America serves, and they are actually in need of great teachers, and Teach for America is really just not able to expand geographically to the entire state, where we have an opportunity to do that with our program.
So what are some of these areas that you will be servicing?
We're focusing on areas that are central Arkansas. Central and southern Arkansas are kind of the key areas. While we're open to districts all across the state, those are the areas of the state that we know already have teacher shortages and can tell us right now that they need teachers for those high-need subject areas like math and science. And so, Little Rock down towards Texarkana, Pine Bluff, and even southeast Arkansas, there are areas of the state that aren't serviced by Teach for America that are in need of great teachers, especially in those high-need areas of middle school and high school science and math.
Teach for America services the Delta, mainly the Mississippi Delta region.
Well, so we've mentioned that math and science are the areas that teachers are needed the most. So does that mean that the people that are applying to be teachers need to have degrees in that area, in the math and science area?
Those are the high-need areas that we know we're going to have a large amount of teachers in. It doesn't mean that we'll take applicants from any major, and the reason is because there's also, in some of these smaller districts, there are going to be other positions that will become available that they're unable to fill that may be in English or may be in social science or fine arts and things like that. To the extent that we need to be able to fill those positions as well, we just know that those math and science content areas are the highest need, but we're hoping to fill gaps in other areas as well.
We aren't requiring, however, that any of our applicants have specific training. For example, someone may have been trained in science, be very good at math, and a district may need a ninth grade algebra teacher. Certainly a science-trained person could step in and do that. Or they may have been trained in math, but like social studies and the school needs a social studies teacher. We're just suggesting that a lot of the need is going to likely be from science and math type disciplines.
Throughout the summer, this summer, teachers will go through an extensive training program on Arkansas on the curriculum in Arkansas. So you will help them become a master.
Exactly. Right. I mean, the program is set up to train them on the Arkansas standards, get them good proven practices of teaching, and make sure that get them ready to be a teacher, because they're not traditionally trained to be a teacher, and that's what we want to focus on doing, is making sure we get them not only the content but the pedagogy and the necessary tools that they need to be successful in the classroom.
We have math and science trained people who aren't willing to get an additional degree, aren't going to go back and get another undergrad degree, but would like to try teaching and think they may be good at it. So we think that, yes, it would be ideal if maybe we could somehow give them 2 years of training in pedagogy, but you can't. And in fact, with the 2 years of pedagogical training they're missing, they spent 2 years of training in their content area. So that's great. And so what we do is we work with folks who have the content training, who are clearly clever and adaptable and smart. They've shown that by the high grades they're going to have and the rigorous interview process they're going to go through. So we're hopeful and confident that that the research has shown and experience has shown that smart folks trained in a content area and at least in an introductory way trained in pedagogical training can then pick a lot of it up on the job. And certainly they won't be as great in month one as they will be in month 36 of teaching. No one is. But they're going to learn a lot, and we're very confident in the ability of smart, content-trained people to figure out lots of these things with the support that the university is going to provide.
So support that the university will provide, how will these teachers be paid? Is that an okay question to ask?
Sure, they're regular teachers. They're going to work in the school district. They'll be paid school district salaries, which in southwestern Arkansas, southeastern Arkansas are not as high as school district salaries are up in this corner of the state. We will also provide them with a $5,000 stipend for being awarded an Arkansas Teacher Fellowship as a member of the Arkansas Teacher Corps. However, we don't expect these are students who are solely seeking financial gains as part of their career rewards. We think they probably care about money just like everyone else does, but they care about a challenge. They probably are mission-oriented and care a bit about giving back. We've spoken to a lot of undergrads through focus groups to figure out if this sort of program would be appealing to them. And one of the students gave a really interesting quote that I think was representative of some of his peers' views, that I'd like to go down and try and help in areas of economic disadvantage. I think I could be good at it, but I wasn't going to go down on my own and just drive down there as an individual. However, as part of a program with a group of peers, so they'll be in cohorts of four, five, or six in a given school or in a given district, I might view it as a bit of an adventure, something that we can do together to do our best to try and make a difference. And I think those are the kind of students that we'll be getting.
Well, I did an AmeriCorps program. So, and it's similar to that, yeah.
It's similar to America, to the Peace Corps to some extent, mm-hmm. although focused on teaching. Teach for America, the Jesuit Volunteer Corps is a similar program that I did. In fact, a lot of us who are putting this program together are connected to either New York City Teaching Fellows, Teach for America, or a similar type of volunteer program.
Well, and we mentioned that. And so then, Benton, you participated in Teach for America. Can you tell me a little bit about your experience?
Sure. Being from Arkansas, I don't think that I, and being from Northwest Arkansas specifically, I don't think that I understood exactly why Arkansas was so low on the totem pole in terms of quality of education. After leaving the state to go to school, and finding out that, hey, Teach for America is placing in Arkansas, and it's because there are school districts in Arkansas that are, they're struggling to find good teachers. They're struggling with student achievement. And then when you see that firsthand, and I taught in the Delta and on the Arkansas side of the Delta, and you really see that there are so many areas of the state that are still struggling to increase student achievement, to get great teachers in the classroom, struggling to get students that will graduate and go to college and make sure that they're able to get a great education. And so when you see that firsthand, and you're in a classroom and you see the struggles that a teacher and the students and the families in those areas go through, you really buy into this movement to increase education across the board.
May I ask where and what you taught?
Sure. I taught in Helena, West Helena at Central High School. I taught high school math.
And this isn't limited to just recent graduates. I mean, anybody who wants to get out and help Arkansas and help Arkansas schools, I mean, can do that.
We have an open door policy. We will have a rigorous interview process and we'll attempt to do a bit of what Teach for America does and only accept the best and brightest. we imagine that this is the kind of program that's taken advantage of by recent college graduates, just based on Teach for America and other programs. However, we're open to many others. We know some folks who are finishing up their PhD that may apply. We've heard of folks who've been in the workforce for many years who are interested in coming back and thought, well, I'm not going to go get another bachelor's degree. But now that this route would allow him or her into the classroom, this seems interesting and appealing to those sorts of folks. So we want to open it up across the board.
Well, and it's and you mentioned that, and it's a good experience too. It's a great. It sounds like a great thing to put on a resume.
No, I imagine if we're interviewing applicants for our PhD program, that would definitely be something that would be appealing on someone's resume. Interestingly, that is one of the criticisms of Teach for America, that this is just a way for young Ivy Leaguers to pad their resume at the expense of poor children. In our experience, that's not at all the case, or we wouldn't be trying to replicate and build a program like that here in Arkansas.
Yeah, I mean, it's not selfish. I mean, I don't think there's selfish motives really there. Yeah.
Right. The closest thing to a selfish motive would be this is a job where you feel like you're doing something meaningful. And so that is certainly beneficial to the individual. So I guess if that's selfish, we'll take it.
Right.
But I think there's a lot of sacrifice here as well. I mean, you know, students with math and science majors that are math and science majors can go and get high paying jobs elsewhere. And I think most math and science majors know that. And so, you know, there is a sacrifice, but like Dr. Ritter said, I mean, this is an opportunity to really change the lives of students that they may not have as an engineer or as a, you know, in some other field in math and science, because they may not just have that opportunity to have a connection with students or individuals in that way. And so I really think that, you know, it is a sacrifice, but it's also rewarding.
Well, so this is first year, 2013, 2014, how many teachers and districts are you going to be working with?
So we're looking for 30 to 40 individuals to be first-year fellows for the program.
Will this first year provide the foundation for this program to grow?
This is our hope. Everyone who starts out in year one, we expect all of them to come back and complete a year two and complete a year three, and then we'll keep adding on cohorts to that.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Benton Brown is director of Arkansas Teacher Corps. Gary Ritter is a faculty director. Those interested in applying for the program should note that the early deadline is January 18th. However, they will take applicants until March 15th. Though keep in mind, positions could be filled by then. For more information, arkansateachercorps.org.